Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Read the Word. Here we are again today for another in the series of Read the Word. And you know, I enjoy this program as much as anything I've ever done in my life, because it's just straight up reading the Word, putting it down inside of our heart. And like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you, Lord. The word is what is able to make you stand. The word is living and powerful. It's alive. It contains within itself its own ability to bring itself to pass exactly what God said. Amazing. And we're in Jesus' life, so we're reading all kinds of scriptures all over the place. I think it's pretty awesome to see. And just like the story of John the Baptist being beheaded, the feeding the 5,000, and Jesus walking on the water. I believe that's the only set of events that's on in all four of the Gospels. Deep and philosophical. Make sure we send an invitation to Roger and to Phyllis. Here we go. Matthew chapter 15. Defilement comes from within. You have your pen? Then the scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? Don't you know we've always done it this way? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Your tradition, my traditions, religiously, ecclesiastically, will stop the power of God from having an effect in our life. 7, hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, people draw near to me with their mouth, honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And then he said, and in vain they worship me. I do not want my worship to be in vain. Are you concerned about it, Pastor? Well, anytime I see a word like that, I am very concerned. I grew up in a very religious background. And I don't want any of it hanging around in my life, so I break it off every chance I get. In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men and not God. Verse 10, when he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. His disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when you heard this, when you said the same? And I'm sure Jesus said, nanny, nanny, nanny. Maybe he didn't say that. But He answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. I say that in my life, but thank you, Jesus, uproot everything that's there. I don't want nothing in my life that's not of you.
Amen.
But he's saying that about the Pharisees. They're not of God, so they'll be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch.
You don't have to do anything.
Brother Roger, good morning. It's good,
good
to
morning,
see your smiling,
Roger.
Smiling face. 15, Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. It's not good hygiene, but it doesn't defile the man.
Amen.
So all you disciples, start washing your hands, please, so your mom don't get upset at you. See, anybody that's doing any of those things, that's what defiles a man. Jesus said those things defile a man. If you as a Christian are doing those things, you're being defiled. I love this next. I think this is my most favorite story in all of 1264. Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region, cried unto him, saying, have mercy, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. He answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, can you send her away? For she cries out after us. He answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus knew who his call was to, and he was going to stay in that zone. Verse 25, she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now you notice in 22, she said, Lord, and she said, son of David. So she knew who he was. And she's calling on that covenant. Help me. 26, he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. Now somebody's being, like Dr. Winston said, somebody's being called a dog here. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Why? Because the lady reached forward in time. Jesus was not going to go to the Canaanites. Jesus went to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so for her to get this miracle, she reached forward in time by her faith and took her own miracle, just like the woman with the issue of blood. Your faith can take a miracle for you. That's why I like that story so much. 29, Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, went up to the mountain and sat down there. Great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all, so that the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking. Look at this. The maimed made whole. Well, what's a maimed person? You're missing a finger, a toe, a leg, an arm, an eye, a chin, a nose, or something. And they glorified the God of Israel. Verse 32, Jesus called
the lame walking and the blind seeing.
Oh, did I? And the lame walking and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. 32, now Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. 3 days.
Wow.
It's a three-day fast.
3 days, yep.
And I do not want to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way. The disciples said to him, where can we get enough bread in the wilderness to feed such a great multitude? Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? They said, seven and a few little fish. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the seven loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke them, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate, even Jesus and the disciples.
Yeah, and were filled.
And they took up seven large basketfuls of fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude, got into the boat, and came to the region of Magdala. Where the Now, where are we at? Mark chapter 7. We're going to hear the same story.
From Mark's perspective.
I'm blessed by the Mark. Mark chapter 7, verse 1. Then the Pharisees, some of the scribes, came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. And they, when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews did not eat unless they washed their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they did not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and holding and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. And the Pharisees and scribes asking, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. In vain, it says it again. Do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men? One of those commandments that I think is just very dangerous in our day is people saying you can't take communion unless you're part of our church. That's a doctrine of man. That's not a doctrine of the Word of God.
Right.
8. Laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do. And he said to them, all too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. See, now it's a little bit more than just keeping your tradition. You're actually rejecting the commandment of God. Moses said, honor your father and your mother. He who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. It actually says your eyes will be plucked out by the ravens in the valley. That's pretty serious. But you say, if a man says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, a gift to God, then you no longer require him to do anything for father and mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. That's a pretty thorough, stern rebuke. But guess what? It's got to happen because they got to be changed, and they need to. And Jesus don't want their blood on his hands. 14. When he called all the multitude himself, he said to them, hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him. Those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. I mean, think about it. Even if you eat bad food, it doesn't defile anything except your digestive tract. And in a matter of 24 hours, that'll be clean as a whistle, and then you'll be all right. But it doesn't defile you. 17. Away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. He said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all the foods. And he said, what comes out of a man, that's what defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Now, he gave a lot longer list than Jesus, than he gave on the other one. All these evil things come from within a man and defile him. If you're doing any of those things, you're being defiled. But I've been born again. You're being defiled. Even if you've been born again. I can't teach you a doctrine that's not in this Bible. And you got to see that doctrine. 24. From there he rose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, entered a house, wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose younger daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, Canaanite. She kept asking him to cast out the demon out of her daughter. Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first, for it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord. She called on the anointing on his life and who he is. Yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter. When she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. Again, departing from the region, Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought him to one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. He took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers in his ears, and spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. Jesus prayed real long prayers. Immediately his ears were opened and the impediment of his tongue was loosed and he spoke plainly. He commanded them that they should not tell anyone, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all these things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. May God add his blessing to the reading of the word. So, as we say in every one of our programs, circle the wagons. What's the takeaway? It's not what comes out of a man. It's not what goes into the man that defiles him. Jesus said, an evil man of the evil treasure of his evil heart brings forth evil things. If you don't like what's coming out of your heart, then open the Bible and find the verses and change it by the word of God. That's a simple thing to do. You might say, Pastor, I don't know how. I got a lot of great teachings on how to do that, and I'll be glad to send them to you. I truly will. And it'll teach you how to do it in Jesus' mighty name. Why? Because you got to get this fixed. If this has been creased in your childhood by a wicked person, your heart was creased by a wicked person, or an extremely religious person, you're going to have a messed up mentality in your heart. I grew up in a pastor's home, and one of the things that creased my life was the church people said to us, God will keep you, God will keep you humble, and we will keep you poor. It was said to us over and over and over again. That creased my very soul as a young child. So what you have to do, you have to open up the book And you have to read Deuteronomy 28 over and over and over out loud, out of your mouth, with your eyes and your ears and your lips until you get it down in you. Everything I put my hand to will prosper. Everything I touch will prosper. All these blessings. He delights in the prosperity. All these blessings going to come up on you and overtake you because you walk in the path of his righteousness. God gave Solomon $1 billion to build the temple that was going to be crushed and destroyed in the future, and God can see it. God don't have a problem with money or wealth or abundance. But see, it's a serious process. Now, let me just tell you, that is a serious process in my life to get rid of that. But it's worth it. Just keep opening the book. Keep putting in a word, no matter what. If lying comes out, then put in words of truth. Because the more you put in, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I don't sin against you. So the more word you put in, the more garbage it moves out. I can only put so much heated liquid beverage inside of my cup, and then it's going to be full. And then what's it going to do? It's going to run over. And if I put a bunch of coffee in there and then turn the faucet on, it won't be long, and there won't be any coffee left, and it'll just be water. Why? Because it will have diluted it, run over the top, and it'll be nothing. That's what happens inside here. Now, God comes in and makes you a new creation. And then the only thing you got to get fixed is the thoughts in your mind. That's just a matter of bringing them into subjection to the Word of God. And the Christian life is actually a very, very exciting life. The life is a believer. Let's pray the prayer of salvation so that everyone that's with us, we know you're right with God. No matter who you are, pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not
and
perish.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
Now here's where you make your declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
I receive your love and your mercy.
I receive your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every
with all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit. So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. High five. That experience that's going on inside of you right now is God Almighty filling your very being. As soon as you say Jesus comes in, he comes in. His blood comes in, his righteousness comes in, and it just washes away the sin. Just washes it away. Just washes it away. Fills you with his righteousness. And all of him, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit just made their abode on the inside of you. And according to Romans 8, you have now become an heir of God and the joint heir with Jesus, adopted into the family of God. You got all of us as big brothers and big sisters to help you walk with him. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell. And stick with us. Every day when you wake up, before you get out of bed, just pray a prayer. Help me walk with you today. Say it with me. Father, help me walk with you today. He will. And then talk to him like he's with you all day long, because you know what? He is with you all day long. He's got your name written in a book with all your days already planned out for you. We here at the Community Faith, we're going to help you learn to walk with God. And it's going to be a blessing to you. And you're all of a sudden, you're going to be just like, you know, I'm just a believer. You're like, yeah, you are. Well, what about the whole Christian thing, Pastor? There's too many different sets of rules and regulations that too many people have for Christians. If you just walk with God, God will help you be what you're supposed to be. You lay down in your bed at night and just say, Father, thank you for being with me today. How did I do today? And then listen, because he'll begin to speak to you. The next thing you know, you'll be walking with God. You'll be like, man, I never knew that being a believer was this much fun, this much blessing, this much grace, this much strength. God created you. So as soon as he gets back inside, he's going to lead you from the inside out. Jesus, by the name. Share this video with everybody you know. And lead them into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, that's not all we got to say, but that's all we're going to say. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, bright and early, or halfway through the morning. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon. All of our friends over there in Blog Talk Radio around the world, or even YouTubers, if you want us to get this translated into your native language, make sure you contact us, because we can help you get it done so we can reach the world with the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,